another point of attraction for social media is the human element. So it helps us create and communicate kind of a soul of the machine, which we think just kind of gets lost in the overwhelming availability of so many different types of tech gadgets.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and I'm here today with Jim Druckery, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager of Branded Solutions for Seagate. And Jim and I are going to be talking about how Seagate decided to use, and why, actually, use social media. And Jim is, just in light of full disclosure, PodTech's client. We are going to be working quite a bit with Seagate. And so I asked him to actually share kind of how he got to the point of selling in social media and really envisioning it for Seagate. So welcome to Marketing Voices, Jim.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So my first question is just that. How did you decide to use social media within Seagate?
Sure. Well, we've certainly been looking at social media, given the overall rise in significance of it in the market. We've seen some extraordinary numbers relative to the growth. And Julie Still, who's our Vice President of Corporate Communications, really highlighted this as a focal point a few months ago and brought me into her office for a meeting with our CorpCom team, where they took me through a tutorial of the category, as well as some of the growth statistics, and suggested we get together and create a plan and a future of what this can mean for Seagate.
Great. So can you share a little bit of that thinking with us as and the listeners of Marketing Voices?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the first thing is our objectives are to always to listen to what our consumers have to say about us, our products, our service. We actually have a little internal phrase that we use called active listening. And as a result, it's a way to generate online visibility and buzz that can position both our corporate brand and individual products kind of in a positive way. And in some ways, I guess another point of attraction for social media is the human element. So it helps us create and communicate kind of a soul of the machine, which we think just kind of gets lost in the overwhelming availability of so many different types of tech gadgets.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's very, very cool that you would think that. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So how are you looking at it as what it could do for Seagate?
Well, you know, obviously, we look at what's happening in the market and the way that people collect information and connect and collaborate, whether it's social networking or other types, you know, other new kind of digital fabrics that are pulling us together are very interesting to us. So, you know, I had seen some statistics from our CorpCom folks that suggested something like 14 million blogs. I think it was 50 million blog readers that social networking has emerged really more in the mainstream and ideal for our products in particular, because since our products are literally computer IOs at this point, and in fact, our target customers are bloggers and their listeners, it just seems like an ideal forum for us to communicate about ourselves.
So now you're mentioning blogs. Are you looking at using other forms of social media, such as wikis and podcasts? And somewhat of a leading question, as I realize, but I know the listeners are curious.
Well, certainly podcasts, I'd say, in particular, are very interesting. And the analogy that we use, Jennifer, is that everybody has their IT professional. And we don't mean it's the person down the hall that comes and fixes your computer. What we mean is, our culture has evolved into having kind of opinion-leaning friends in the technology world whose kind of experience and judgment you trust. So, for example, I'm kind of the go-to IT professional for video stuff among my family and friends. Or they're saying, "Gosh, I want to purchase this, or should I get a LCD or a plasma or a projection unit?" So there's something kind of emerging culturally where we just kind of need our go-to expert, a judgment, an opinion that we trust. And social networking and blogging in particular, social media, I should say, and blogging in particular, I think are a great way for us to get accurate information in the market about our products. But not only are the product features and those kinds of things, but really the experience. What's the experience like when you purchase a Seagate product, as you use it, as you share your digital content with others? So I think that's kind of the place that we're coming from at this point. And we believe that embracing new media forms, whether it's social media, blogging, et cetera, over time can create a competitive advantage for us, because we're influencing in a positive way consumers perceive our products and brands. And I think one of the largest challenges we have in general in our product category is educating consumers about the importance of protecting their digital lives.
So you really look at this as a tool, which I think is definitely what we see at PodTech, is how much people listen and learn, almost like they did in the old days with, video news releases or whatever.
Exactly. I'd say it's twofold in terms of education. I'd suggest there's a second part relative to awareness, which we kind of jokingly describe internally as kind of a got milk. That, milk is such a great example. It's a case study at leading universities now. Everybody knew that milk was good for you and had calcium, but nobody really cared about it. And, the awareness campaign, textbook case studies these days, really brought that category to a level of awareness and made people care about it. So rather than considering our instance of, being the world's leading hard drive manufacturer, rather than considering ourselves in the rotating magnetic media business, as you were, we really want to get a lot more focused on consumers, what their digital requirements are, help them understand through social media and other forums why our products fit into their lives, which products make sense for them, and to help them in the way they use them.
So now, do you
after purchase?
Sorry, excuse me. So do you now have a specific line item in your budget, your marketing budget, that says social media?
We do. I can't tell you what it is for confidentiality
right,
reasons,
right.
But I will tell you that Julie Still, our VP of CorpCom, has been a protagonist of doing exactly that, and we've allocated a meaningful, I'd say, kind of a strategically significant budget
right.
To this area
right.
for our new fiscal
right.
year.
Right, which I have to tell you is very impressive, and one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on this podcast, because that is unusual. It's kind of like when I was back at Regis McKenna Inc. in the 80s working on Apple, and believe it or not, that a lot of companies did not even have a PR budget line item, and that when Apple and other firms like Tandem that Regis worked with in the 80s actually created that, it started to just that. It made people realize that you have to have this as part of your marketing tools. So I think that's what is so sexy to me about the fact that you have social media there, because you are definitely a leader in that. There are very few firms that today have social media as a budget line item. So congratulations in that sense, because I think it shows innovation, very forward thinking, very intelligent thinking about marketing, and just really works well.
I appreciate that, Jennifer. Coming back to your previous question in terms of, why do we want to do this? I think another way to say it is the most important thing we can do at Seagate is to find a way to engage our customers in conversations. So this is the human element of conversations that relate to their interest and add value to their digital lives. So we keep talking about the soul of the machine. We think this is important because it's not the machine, it's not the widget. It's what value it adds to your digital life. So our process is really to view our organization as transparent and sincere in trying to find a way to satisfy our customers with their end user experience. So by finding new ways to become accessible to people, to become a smart and informative voice in the market, I suppose our intent is to really, kind of create a brand experience for our customers that they might not have otherwise, and then encourage discussions that in turn give us feedback, which I would suggest is rather invaluable, and insights into what our customers really think of our products, what they want to buy from us in a way that we might not have otherwise. So, you know, coming back to your comment, Jennifer, on education, if we can educate in kind of a gut milk way the general public on the importance of data protection management and start to create a community of trusted friends, influencers, and so on, we think this can be a very powerful tool for us.
Well, we agree. So I have been speaking with Jim Druckery, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager of Branded Solutions for Seagate. Jim, thank you very much for being on Marketing Voices.
My pleasure, Jennifer. Thanks for inviting
me. Great. And is there any sort of information you'd like to share with the audience that you can direct them to, any specific thing, or just the general website for Seagate?
Sure. So our website, of course, is www.seagate.com. And on the site, you can find a lot of information, not only about the products sold in our retail offering, but also a lot regarding new technologies. And we're finding in our dialogue with consumers that people also want some insight into the future of digital devices and applications, and much of that information is available on our website.
Great. And for all the listeners for PodTech, it's www.podtech.net for Marketing Voices. And then to all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.